Hello, and welcome again to our weekly Lenten blog. My name is Pastor Matt, and I would like to discuss with all of you some more about God's mighty work for his people in the Old Testament. We remember the big deeds of Exodus, of course, the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea, to name some. But there are other great acts that God did for his people to show that he would take care of them and fight for them. Well, one such act was actually during the campaign to retake the Promised Land from Israel's enemies in Joshua 10. See, a great host came out to meet Joshua and the army of Israel, and the people of Israel were very afraid. But the Lord spoke that he would deliver their enemies into their hands. So God threw the great army at Gilgal into a panic, and as they were fleeing, God sent great stones from heaven to smash the army to pieces. Coincidentally, this actually killed more men than all the Israelites put together. Well, another story is during the time of the prophet Elisha. Now, the Syrians were warring against the people of Israel this time, and their city was completely surrounded. Now, the people were all in a panic. They couldn't actually get out of the city, and defeat actually seemed all but imminent. Then Elisha, the prophet, came, and he really didn't understand their concern. Well, they all thought him mad. But Elisha led them out of the city in the same way that he came in, and prayed to the Lord that he would open the eyes of the people. And God indeed opened their eyes. And all the people saw chariots of fire, the entire army of God, surrounding the city and keeping the people safe. There are many more accounts of the Lord delivering his people. But in all respects, God does this to show his mighty power, that his people might rely upon him rather than the powers of man. And this is the call of God, to trust him alone, for he cares for us. And not only does he care for us, but he protects us in life. He equips us for this life. So come and hear how he does just that this coming Wednesday. May the peace that passes all understanding guide your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.